From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. After a 5-year investigation, a grand jury has indicted former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell on charges of racketeering, bribery, corruption, and tax fraud. Campbell was the mayor of Atlanta from 1994 to 2002, during the time the city hosted the Olympic Games. Campbell steadfastly maintains his innocence. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The indictment alleges misconduct at City Hall spanning from 1996 to as recently as this year. Acting U.S. Attorney Sally Yates said former Mayor Campbell is charged with violating the federal RICO statute. The first count of the indictment charges 11 separate racketeering acts. Campbell is accused of soliciting and accepting more than $150,000 in cash payoffs from city contractors. U.S. Attorney Yates says in one instance, a computer contractor allegedly paid the former mayor $55,000.
The indictment alleges that a friend and golfing partner of Mayor Campbell's, who was also a subcontractor to the computer contractor, talked to Mayor Campbell about providing Y2K services for the city. The mayor asked, "What's in it for me?" The contractor told him, "Whatever it takes."
The indictment further charges that Campbell received cash payments and other benefits of more than $40,000, that he solicited and received funds for gambling trips, a trip to Paris, that he accepted illegal campaign contributions, and that he filed false tax returns. FBI Special Agent in Charge Gregory Jones said the far-reaching investigation resulted in criminal convictions against 10 people, including the top three cabinet members in Campbell's administration.
The investigation was made even more difficult and prolonged by the refusal of certain witnesses to cooperate and by the outright obstruction of justice caused by certain co-conspirators who lied both to the FBI and to the grand jury.
In an unusual move, former Mayor Campbell actually attended the Justice Department's news conference.
It's outrageous as an allegation.
After seeing the indictment, Campbell denied every allegation. Since the beginning, he has called the investigation by the Department of Justice a witch hunt. Now he says he has a chance to fight back.
These prosecutors no longer will be allowed to do as they have had, and that is to tarnish reputations, to ruin lives. As I said at the beginning, I've done nothing wrong.
Campbell says he has passed a private lie detector test. His attorneys say they are ready for trial. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.